Welcome to Jurisdiction, the International Intellectual Property Law Podcast for September 2010. I'm your host, Don Cameron of Cameron McKendrick LLP in Toronto, Canada. We hope you'll find this podcast informative, but it should not be taken as legal advice. The opinions expressed are solely those of the participants. Reasonable people can differ as to what constitutes reasonable damages. In many jurisdictions, the infringer is supposed to pay as damages a reasonable royalty that would have been agreed upon by a willing licensor and a willing licensee. But what is reasonable? The answer, like the answer to most legal questions, is it depends. In a recent article on the Fish and Richardson website, Chris Marquez, a partner in the San Diego office, explains the need for better direction by the courts or by Congress in the case where a patent covers just a single feature of a multi-featured product. Do you calculate the royalty owed based on the value of the entire infringing product, or just on the part that is patented, or something in between? I spoke with Chris from his office in San Diego. Hello, Chris.
Hello, Don.
In your paper, you use a couple of terms to describe two very different choices the court faces in calculating a reasonable royalty, the entire market value rule and apportionment. What are these factors, and when do you think they should be applied?
Well, the factors are sometimes confused. The entire market value rule applies in situations where you have a patent that covers a feature of a larger machine that has many features. And the issue there is to try to figure out how much value that feature contributes to the overall product. And if the feature drives demand for the overall product, then a plaintiff seeking patent damages could argue that the royalty base should be calculated based on the cost of the entire product rather than some smaller proportion of the feature that's patented. Apportionment is used generally to apply to situations where you're trying to figure out what the value of the patented invention is over the prior art. And the apportionment factor should be applied in all situations, in all damages cases, to figure out what the contribution is, the value of the patented feature over the prior art. Sometimes people confuse the two and refer to the entire market value rule as apportionment, but that's generally the two different principles.
There's been a push for Congress to give courts more guidance in assessing damages. What industries have been pushing for reform and why?
Well, there are three primary industries pushing for damages reform. The first is the biotechnology and pharma companies. Second one would be what are called non-practicing entities. These are companies or universities that have patents but don't actually make any products covered by their own patents. And they just seek damages royalties to practice their patents. The third is generally referred to as the information services sector, which would be computer software, hardware, semiconductor companies, et cetera. These different industries have different considerations regarding damages. Generally, the non-practicing entities and the bio and pharma industry sectors are somewhat aligned. And the reason is they really don't want damages reform. They don't want Congress to restrict damages by the entire market value rule or apportionment. And the rationale for that is because in the bio and pharma industries, you know, they invest a whole lot of money into products and developing drugs that are covered by it in a single patent, and the patent covers the whole product generally. And so in that situation, they don't want entire market value rule to try to figure out what the contribution of the patent is to the product. They don't want apportionment. They want these limitations to be eliminated from the patent statute. The non-practicing entities are similarly aligned. They would rather not have damages restricted by entire market value rule or apportionment. They really want it wide open so they can get as big a royalty as they can possibly get in litigation. The information services sector is on the other side. They're saying, look, we're getting hit with these suits by non-practicing entities. We're getting hit with gigantic awards for damages. And in the situation that's facing them, they're saying, look, these patents are directed to minor, small features of very large products that have hundreds, thousands of features to them. And we need the entire market value rule to restrict the reasonable royalty base that a plaintiff can seek. We also need apportionment because frequently the information sector companies claim that the patents being asserted against them are only small or minor improvements over what's been done before, and yet the plaintiffs are seeking massive amounts of damages that's not commensurate with the value of the patent over the prior art. So that's kind of how it breaks down.
What kind of legislation is Congress proposing to reform patent damages?
Well, Congress has been working for about 4 years, 4 years plus, really, on patent reform. And it's been hard to get a consensus. And it's been, in fact, one of the more divisive issues in overall patent reform. What has evolved over the years is, in effect, two different alternatives that are out there in Congress. The first one is a situation where you have the statute would require the district court, the trial judge, to act as a gatekeeper, in effect, keeping out evidence that would not be relevant to the damages theories. But also, this alternative would include specific provisions that are directed to and would codify both the entire market value rule and apportionment. And let me just read you the language from the this particular alternative from Congress concerning the entire market value rule. The language would be as follows. Unless the claimant shows that the patent's specific contribution over the prior art is the predominant basis for the market demand for an infringing product or process, damages may not be based on the entire market value of that infringing product or process. So that's entire market value rule. Apportionment, as I mentioned, would be the contribution over the prior art, and that statutory provision would say the following. The court shall conduct an analysis to ensure that a reasonable royalty is applied only to that economic value properly attributable to the patent's specific contribution over the prior art. And then there's more to that. So that's the first alternative. That's been having a lot of resistance from both the non-practicing entities and the bio and pharma, and so it's not passed yet. And so there, a new alternative has arisen where there would be no entire market value rule and no apportionment provisions. Those would be eliminated. You would maintain the gatekeeper functionality, but the new alternative, the second alternative, has a little bit more teeth in the gatekeeper function than the first one that I mentioned, which includes specifically entire market value rule and apportionment. So that's what Congress has in there right now. Two alternatives. They've been kicking around for a while, and there really doesn't seem to be consensus on either one yet.
You point out in your article that Chief Judge Rader has tried to limit the royalty base in a couple of cases. What did he do in the Cornell and Hewlett-Packard case?
Right. Judge Rader has been pretty active in patent damages. He's been working, it seems, to try to restrict the damages and rein it in a little bit. He's sat by designation in a few district court cases, and one of the more famous ones is a case between Cornell and Hewlett-Packard. Cornell had a patent that covered a feature that enhanced the performance of computer microprocessors. But Cornell was seeking a reasonable royalty damages that were based on the sales price of Hewlett-Packard's overall servers, which were real big machines. And the patent feature was just a small part of those servers. So Judge Rader ruled in an in limine motion that Cornell had run afoul of the entire market value rule and directed Cornell to use a more granular part of the servers as a royalty base. And after Cornell trimmed its royalty base to just a component of the server, which was called a CPU brick, the case went to trial. And the jury found infringement and awarded damages to Cornell of $180 million. On post-trial motions, however, Judge Rader overturned that damages verdict, and he ruled that the Cornell's patented feature still did not drive demand for the CPU bricks, the smaller portion of the server, and imposed an even smaller server component as the base, and thereby reduced the damages award from $180 million down to $53 million. Now, as I mentioned before, Judge Rader has sat by designation in other cases. Another interesting one is was in the Eastern District of Texas. And by the way, the Cornell case was in the Northern District of New York in 2009. This case in the Eastern District of Texas, which there's been some opinions on it in 2010, is called IP Innovation versus Red Hat. And Here again, Judge Rader ruled that IP Innovations' damages theory had violated the entire market value rule because the patent was directed to only a single feature within a computer operating system that had lots and lots of features. But the plaintiff was greedy in Judge Rader's view and was seeking to use the entire operating system as the royalty base. And so that theory was rejected under the entire market value rule because the plaintiff had failed to show some plausible economic connection between the invented feature and the accused operating system. So those are just some samplings of some entire market value rule cases that have been coming down at two by Judge Rader.
Do you think the Federal Circuit and the district courts can accomplish the goal of reforming patent damages law, or do you think congressional intervention is required?
That's a good question. I do believe the Federal Circuit and district courts can do a lot to accomplish the goal. I'm not sure they can do it as well as it could be done if congressional intervention occurred. I really firmly believe that if Congress were to implement the statutory provision that would codify entire market value rule and apportionment, you would have statutory guidance that would be given to trial judges, especially trial judges who are not sophisticated and not experienced in patent litigation cases and don't know these rules that well. And if these two rules, entire market value rule and apportionment, are codified, and I think it would go a long way to helping the trial courts realize the importance and significance of those two parts of the damages calculus. So I think congressional intervention really would be very useful, and I'm in support of it.
So exactly what kind of reform would you like to see Congress impose?
Well, I think for sure the installation of the court as a gatekeeper is statutory revision that needs to be made. This would codify the requirement that the judges review the evidence carefully, that they determine what the reasonable royalty methodology is that's going to be presented to the jury, and that they make sure all the evidence that the parties are going to submit is relevant to the damages methodology that the jury is going to hear. The jury won't hear irrelevant evidence, and that sometimes sends the juries off the tracks and can actually make the damages go much higher than they should be. So as a gatekeeper, I think Congress installing the gatekeeper function would be helpful. I also believe, as I mentioned before, that it would be helpful for trial courts to have the entire market value rule and apportionment provisions. It would place the onus on the plaintiff to prove that its invention drives the market demand for the royalty, and it would also put the burden on the plaintiff to prove the value of the invention over the prior art. And then the defendant would have to respond to that proof. So I think I think all of those provisions would be helpful, and I think that Congress will eventually install the gatekeeper function. I'm not so sure about entire market value rule and apportionment. There's been a lot of resistance to those, but I believe that those would help as well.
Thanks very much for these insights, Chris.
Thank you, Don. I really appreciate the opportunity.
My guest for this podcast has been Chris Marquez, a partner in the San Diego office of Fish & Richardson. Chris has been prolific writing in the area of patent damages. He has a tweet, he has a blog, and he's co-author of a book on patent damages. If you're interested in finding out more about these, please go to iplawpodcast.com and go to the September 2010 listing. There you'll find links to each of these items. You've been listening to Jurisdiction, the International Intellectual Property Law Podcast. My name is Don Cameron of Cameron McKendrick LLP in Toronto, Canada. Thank you for listening.